Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Clock Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up, Mock Draft Mania 8:30. Clearwater check-in coming up at 9 o'clock. Right now we talk some football, and we'll continue our Jeff Lurie conversation on the phone lines in a few minutes. But right now we go to Ben Lindsley, Pro Football Focus, joining us to talk, well, a lot with the offseason, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, the Eagles. Ben, how you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Ben, well, we're always pretty excitable here in Philadelphia when it comes to football stuff. So let's just start with a couple big stories today. We'll get to the Cowboys thing with Dak in a second. But a story today, report by Chris Mortensen at ESPN, that the Eagles plan on making Jalen Hurts the guy. It's not really surprising. I thought this is how it would go, but just interesting it's coming out now. Ben, what's your thoughts on Jalen after watching him for a short period of time his rookie year, but just the evaluation and your guess on what kind of quarterback the Eagles might have here?
Yeah, I think he definitely showed last year that there's something to work with there. Just based on the stories his teammates tell, there seems to be sort of a magnetism around him. He seems to be a good leader, the sort of guy that you want at the quarterback position. And then his play on the field, what he could do with his legs, that automatically raises the floor of your offense. We've seen it in situations like Baltimore, Arizona. He's not quite on that level as a runner, Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson, but when you have a quarterback who, when all else fails, he can take off and pick up a first down with his legs, that does bring value. I think the things you want to see from him moving forward is improved accuracy. He was one of the least accurate quarterbacks in the NFL by our charting data last season, and that's an area that was kind of surprising because that wasn't the case at Oklahoma, especially on underneath stuff. He was accurate. He put the ball on target. But if he can clean some of that stuff up as a passer, I think he has a chance to develop into the guy in Philadelphia.
Ben, when you look at Jalen and what kind of team that they might have with him or kind of offense, do you think it could and should develop into a true passing game? Or do you think his legs, because he ran for about 67 yards per game last year as a starter, which was pretty significant, do you think it will be, you know, eventually if he develops a true passing game with him just being mobile? Or do you think it could be more like a Lamar Jackson offense where it's a run-based offense and then his arm is part of the game?
I think you definitely want to incorporate the running game with him in it into your offense more than you typically see across the NFL. Like I said, I don't think he's not the same kind of athlete that Lamar Jackson is. He will command some attention on those read options, but defenses won't necessarily have to change the entire way that they're defending Philadelphia when he's in there, the way that they're rushing the passer, afraid to give up contain on the outside. I don't think that's going to be the case. So I think definitely incorporating him into that design run game, but they'll have traditional dropback elements too. Hurts is a capable passer given what he showed at Oklahoma. He improved over the course of his collegiate career. There's reason to believe he'll continue improving this offseason and the next year as a passer. I don't think it's something you have to hide with Hurts.
Ben Lindsley joining us, Pro Football Focus. All right, Ben, the big story of the night, other than our conversation here in Philadelphia, is what's happening within the division, and that would be Dak Prescott signing 4 years, $160 million. The Cowboys keep their quarterback finally. What's your reaction to the deal? I mean, I think Dak's a very good quarterback, and they have him now for at least 4 years. That makes the Cowboys more formidable. But we've seen this story. When a good quarterback gets paid a lot of money, it just makes team building a lot more difficult. What's your reaction to the Dak contract?
Yeah, I was happy for Dak that he got that money. Yeah, it seems to be what he was pushing for, that $40 million Deshaun Watson range. I do think there's the potential that the Cowboys may have overpaid a little bit. But Prescott, these last 2 years, 2019 and 2020 before he got hurt, he was playing like a top 10 quarterback. They did have a solid supporting cast, their receiver and offensive line. So those things take a little bit of a hit. You could see more of the 2017, 2018 version of Dak, at which point $40 million a year is a lot of money. It prohibits you from adding those pieces around him to making the team better. But in this form and where Dak is heading in his career, I think it's a solid deal for both sides. And the Cowboys are going to stay competitive in the NFC East in the near future with the supporting cast they have around them.
Ben, as we look forward here, free agency is coming up a week from now. The league year starts next Wednesday, legal tampering, I believe, on Monday. So all that stuff is about a week away when this thing opens up. You know, right now the Eagles are over the cap. We expect them, and they have to, get under the cap. They will. When you look at this free agent class, how would you rate it? Is it top-heavy? Is it strong throughout? Because what I keep saying, Ben, is that this offseason for the Eagles reminds me of 2016, right after Chip Kelly got fired. They needed to clear out cap space, bad contracts. Howie Roseman pulled it off. They didn't have a ton to spend in free agency, but where they attacked was kind of the middle of the group. They signed Roddy McLeod to a four-year deal, worked out very well. They signed Brandon Brooks to a deal. No one really knew how good he was then, and that became a great deal. And I'm just wondering, do you think there's some good value, maybe some guys that aren't the top of the market, the Eagles might have some money for, where they could kind of attack in a similar style? Is this a deep free agent class, or is it more top-heavy?
I think there is some depth to it. And the thing with the salary cap and all these teams needing to cut costs heading into the offseason, it sort of works both ways. You're going to have to get rid of veterans making a lot of money to get under the salary cap. But then once you get to free agency, that's going to open up buying opportunities for teams that do have some cap space. There's not going to be as much competition for these mid to low level free agents because teams just won't have as much money to spend. So I think it is going to create some opportunities for teams to get good value on guys, potentially on one-year deals or even multi-year deals, without a real big buyer's market out there to drive up the price.
Ben, when you look forward here to the NFL draft, last one for you, Eagles have the sixth pick in the draft right now. Our assumption, and it's just getting stronger by the day, is they're not going to use that pick at a quarterback. When you look at what's going to be around them, where does your mind go to as a potential fit for the Eagles? Is it the wide receivers, Smith and Jamar Chase? Kyle Pitts' name, the tight end, local kid here in Pennsylvania, is a name we keep talking about. Or do you look in a different direction? When you look at the Eagles' sixth pick, if it's not a quarterback, where do you think they make sense for them to go?
I think receiver is the best bet for the Eagles. I know they just went with Rager in the first round last year. But when you look at their depth chart right now, it's guys – where you'd probably like to improve, guys like Arcega-Whiteside, Fulgham, Greg Ward in the slot. I think the Eagles just need to add a few more difference makers at that position, whether it's Chase, whether it's Smith, even Waddle or Pitts, doubling up at tight end. Pitts, he has the kind of potential to be in that Darren Waller, Travis Kelce, George Kittle tier of receiving talent at tight end. He's not your typical T.J. Hockenson, who went in the top 10 a few years ago. So I think targeting one of those guys and building around Hurts, if that's what the Eagles are going to do, and seeing what he can do with a more filled-out supporting cast is the way to go.
Ben, we will be watching, and we'll be reading over Pro Football Focus. Always appreciate you guys hopping on. Thank you tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
There he goes. Ben Lindsay, Pro Football Focus there, talking up wide receiver at number 10. 215-592-9494. Here's what we have coming up. We come back, all your phone calls on the whole Lurie thing. I don't want the owner anywhere near football decisions. And give us someone who aged well. Could be sports or non-sports. We'll get to everyone's phone calls coming up on the other side. And I'll give you my offseason plan for the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, Mock Draft Mania at 8:30. 215-592-9494 and Sports Radio 94 WIP. You know what we do at 8:30 every night, Tucker? We do a Mock Draft Mania. We round up a new mock draft on the internet each night. And we talk about it, and we react as if it was real. So tonight, we're going to Philly Voice, Jimmy Kemski. This is his Eagles-only mock draft 3.0, and I appreciate what he did here in the first round. So he does a mock draft only picking the Eagles picks, right? First round, second round, third round, fourth round. It's a great exercise. But I appreciate that he put in how the draft goes before their pick so we can react to it. So here is the latest mock draft mania roundup. This one, Philly voice Jimmy Kemsky. Number one overall to the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, quarterback Clemson. Number two, to the Jets, quarterback Zach Wilson out of BYU. Number three, Dolphins select wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase out of LSU. Number four, the Atlanta Falcons select Justin Fields, quarterback of Ohio State. Number five, the Cincinnati Bengals select Penei Sewell, offensive tackle, Oregon. And in Jimmy Kemsky's mock at number six, the Philadelphia Eagles select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State. You know what I'm interested in? I'm interested to see it now moving forward. I'm not sure when Jimmy wrote this, maybe probably this morning or, you know, posted this morning. Probably after, you know, the news came out about the Hurts thing or the rumor came out today. Probably after this. I wonder how many mocks we're going to see, Tucker, over the next couple weeks that actually have the Eagles taking a quarterback. I mean, you still can. You know, no one has to believe the Eagles. They can still take a quarterback if they want to. But now that the edict is kind of out there, Jalen Hurts is the guy, I would guess we're going to see far fewer mock drafts that have the Eagles selecting a quarterback. But Trey Lance is the guy in this one. Yeah, look, I'm not in on Trey Lance. I'm not. You know, Lawrence is the top quarterback. I see some interesting traits in Zach Wilson. I think he's going to be the second quarterback. If I'm going to take another guy, I would go with Justin Fields over Trey Lance. You know, maybe it's his just lack of playing time. He played one game last year. The stats are not overwhelming. I don't know. I watched some Trey Lance highlights. There's some good stuff. He's got a, you know, pretty decent deep ball, but I wouldn't. Look, forget the North Dakota State thing for a second. I just would not be into the idea of Trey Lance. I don't think he's ready to play in the NFL next season. And I don't want to do that with the sixth pick. Tucker, Trey Lance, what do you think?
I don't know how much of an upgrade he is over Jalen Hurts.
See, if that's the case, then it's a dumb pick. Like, if you're going to replace Hurts, it better be a far and away better prospect.
Yeah, and I know Trey Lance did great things in 2019 at North Dakota State. I know he's a tremendous athlete. He's a physical runner. But we say those same things about Jalen Hurts, right? Yep. And it's not like Jalen Hurts is older. It's not like Jalen Hurts is making more money. And I get it. Trey Lance may have a higher ceiling, but if you bring him in tomorrow and you have him and Jalen Hurts work out, I don't know if you're going to see that big of a difference.
Well, and then throw this in. You know, Jalen Hurts did it against the best competition in college football. And if they're close, if they're even, if they both have similar flaws, and Trey Lance did it against North Dakota State, I'm taking the guy who did it against the best competition in college football. Like, if Trey Lance is way better, like Josh Allen was, like, these crazy tools that the Bills said, you know what, I don't care, it's Wyoming, we're going to make him something. That's different. But if it's close, I'm taking the Alabama-Oklahoma quarterback.
Yeah, and if your comp is Josh Allen, like, Josh Allen had a bumpy road for 2 years,
yep,
right? Like, we played against him last year in Buffalo and walked away saying, that guy?
He couldn't complete a pass on target the whole game.
And he had 108 quarterback rating and is probably a top five quarterback heading into next season. I mean, I get it. And I'm not as high on Jalen Hurts as you are. I still think he's a project, and he could get there, sure. But he's far from a sure thing, and if you find a passer that you deem a step up from him, by all means, like, quarterback's the one position where you spare no expense, right? And we see that today with the Cowboys paying $40 million a year to Dak Prescott. You see that with, you know, what the Cardinals did when they got Kyler Murray, where they basically cut their losses.
Yep.
But with Josh Rosen, I mean, that's very much an appropriate strategy, right? Like, that's the one position where the opportunity cost can never be too great. To go from a good quarterback to a great quarterback, or in this case, a good quarterback prospect to a great quarterback prospect. But it's not like you're going after Trevor Lawrence. It's not like you're going after Zach Wilson. It's not like you're going after Justin Fields. I think Trey Lance is a step behind those guys, and I'm not sure if he's that far ahead of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and wouldn't the Eagles look like they are just a three-ring circus if they took a Trey Lance now after this Hurts thing came out? Jalen Hurts is the guy. Never mind. It's Trey Lance out of North Dakota. I'm at North Dakota State. I'm out. 215-592-9490. If we come back, your phone calls, I'll give you my plan for the offseason. It does include a Zach Ertz trade. We'll get back to the Lurie thing at 9 o'clock. We have a clear water check-in on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.